Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Well, trainer Mark Cassie, who's known for his prowess as a turf trainer, certainly had himself a day to remember this Saturday at Tampa Bay Downs. We had a pair of turf stakes that day, and he won both of them. Five-year-old gelding, My Boy Prince, and the five-year-old mare, Creed's Gold, a pair of grass-loving speedsters from the barn of trainer Mark Cassie, did their best to make racing fans remember what the game is all about. It all started in race six in the $100,000 Lightning City Stakes for older fillies and mares. Five-year-old Creed's Gold returned in excellent form from a seven-month layoff, rallying in the stretch under jockey Sonny Leone for a 1 3/4 length victory from the 9-10 favorite Love Appeals. The runner-up had a neck on DeMar's Legacy with Yatarian a nose back and forth in the 8-horse field. Creed's Gold's time for the 5 furlongs on the grass was 56.0200 seconds, less than a second off Jean Elizabeth's 2020 stakes record. She improved to 5 for 12 with the victory, and first place money of $60,000 boosted her career earnings up to $316,688. Cassie's great day in Tampa continued in the nightcap race 10. The $100,000 Turf Dash Stakes, which turned out to be a showdown between number 2, My Boy Prince, Cassie's runner, who I called a dangerous Miami shipper, and then number 3, Rex's Rolex. What a contender he was. He was 3 for 3 on the turf in his lifetime. Had won 9 races in a row before he shipped into Tampa. Had won other earlier race at Tampa this season. And he was 1 for 1 over the Tampa Strip. And what a race it turned out to be. It took an exquisite ride from leading Tampa Bay Downs jockey Samuel Marin to get My Boy Prince rallied through the stretch and held off a stirring rally by Rex's Rolex by a neck to win the $100,000 Turf Dash Stakes in a time of 55.44 seconds for the 5 furlong distance. The duel between My Boy Prince and Rex's Rolex, who entered the Turf Dash with a 9 race winning streak but was making his stakes debut, left a crowd of 4,303 thirsting for more. And You Wish finished third, another head back, and pace setter Speed with Figures figured fourth in the 12-horse field. Third, fourth, and fifth place finishers were all Florida breds. The finish saw 2 geldings in peak condition giving all under excellent rides. Edgar Zayas did a bang-up job aboard Rex's Rolex, but only one could win. Sometimes the rich get richer, and it was My Boy Prince's 7th stakes victory. The Gary Barber-owned colt improved to 8 for 22 lifetime, and a $60,000 winner share raises earnings to $1,284,925. Marin, when interviewed, said that he knew he had a lot of horse and was just hoping to get the rail, and did get it right before the turn. He said he was happy that he was about in the middle of the pack, and he was following Rex's Rolex because he knew he was one of the horses that was going to take me where he wanted to be. I was able to get through, and when it happened, he was there for me. I was saving the ground, and I got lucky at the end. A horse like this makes you feel something different. You can feel the power underneath you. Zayas knew that Rex's Rolex lost nothing in defeat. I'm proud of him. He ran a huge race, said Rex's Rolex, now 13 for 18 with 3 seconds. He showed that he can compete against his quality of horse. He ran his heart out, and that's all you can ask. The victories by My Boy Prince and Kreese Gold continued an amazing run of February stakes successes for trainer Mark Cassie, who won the Grade 3 Southwest Stakes at Oaklawn Park with the 3-year-old Silent Tactic, the Grade 3 Bayakoa Stakes at Oaklawn with 4-year-old Philly Nitrogen, who was last year's Eclipse champion 3-year-old filly and Grade 3 Florida Oaks victress, and Martha Washington Stakes at Oaklawn with the 3-year-old filly Search Party. Creed's Gold's time. For the 5 furlongs was less than a second off the stakes record. Creed's Gold is the only horse owned by owner Kristen Medelhi. One horse in the barn, but a good one nonetheless. Getting back to Cassie's connections, Elliot Sullivan, Cassie's assistant at the Palm Meadows Training Center, was searching for the right words for My Boy Prince's triumph. He said, "Sammy Marin worked out a nice trip for him, and the rail opened up for us," Sullivan said. "He's such a classy horse. He made over $1 million and won going 5/8 to 2 turns from Florida to Canada. I thought his class showed today. You have to respect any horse, such as Rex's Rolex, who has won 80% of his races, but our horse always tries. We expected a big run out of him today." And it was a big run, ladies and gentlemen, because it was a loose speedster who looked like he was going to steal the race, and then Rex's Rolex would have none of that and went after the speedster and was going to get the lead. It looked like he was going to win. And then Mark Cassie worked his magic with Cassie also said that he was delighted with the performance. "What more can I say about him? He was second in the King's Plate at 1.25 miles on Widbone's artificial surface in 2024, and now he's winning turf sprints. He's very versatile." Then Creed's Gold also came in for her share of compliments. "We think she may be a little more than a 3/4 mile horse, but she was really sharp today off of the layoff. She broke well, and there was some good speed outside of her, but Sonny kept her in a good spot on the inside and had a dream trip. She was able to save ground and get through on the turn, and she fired from there. She's really nice to be around, and Sonny gave her a flawless ride." Sonny said Creed's Gold may make her next appearance this spring at Keeneland. Leon said he was impressed by the way Creed Gold performed. "From her warm-up to her race performance, she was in mid-pack early, but only a few lengths back and looked the best through the stretch. I was a little concerned because she is used to running a little longer, but she got good today," Leon said. "She broke sharp and saved ground, and that was the main thing. I didn't want her to go to the lead. I just wanted to keep her close and keep her confident. When I asked her to respond for home, she made a big run. And I think she'll be better next time." Well, they're obviously all very happy in the Cassie barn these days. Congratulations to them. The next stakes we have to look forward to are on March 7th. That's Festival Day, and that's the biggest day of the season. The $400,000 Tampa Bay Derby, the $125,000 Challenger Stakes, the $65,000 Manatee Handicap, the $125,000 Columbia Stakes, the $200,000 Florida Oaks, and the $225,000 Hillsborough Stakes. All that coming up on March 7th, Festival Day. If you want to attend, get your tickets now because it's always a crowd that day.
Tampa fans really turn out for Festival Day.
Let's visit the jockey and trainers races. Haven't talked about that in a while. And Samuel Morin continues to just run away with the race. He has 81 winners at the end of racing as of Sunday. He won 5 races out of 8 mounts on Friday the 13th. It was a lucky day for him. And if he continues on this pace, he's on track to break the track record of 147 wins in one season that was set by Antonio Giardo in 2015. So we'll keep an eye on Sammy Marin, but he's just in a world of his own right now. He has 81 wins. The closest next to him is the red-hot jock Sammy Camacho, who has 53. But that's a long way from 81. And then in third place is Sonny Leon, who's given a good account of himself with 34 trips to the winner's circle. But that's a long way from 53. And then in fourth place is Cipriano Gil with 23 wins. So best of luck to Sammy Marin as he tries to make history. The trainer standings are a little bit closer. Juan Avila leads the pack with 23 wins. Then we have Gerald Bennett and Juan Arregada, both tied for second at 19 wins. And the powerful Kathleen O'Connell Barnes in fourth place with 15 wins. So this will all be interesting to watch as the second half of the season plays out. Racing fans are reminded that now, till the end of the season, we race 4 days a week, every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday and Tuesday and Thursday are dark, but even on dark days, there's plenty to do at Tampa Bay Downs. There's poker, there's golf, there's simulcast wagering from some of the best tracks in the country with food and beverage service available. You can live it up at the Downs 7 days a week. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races always.